Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we could talk about how complicated some banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could just talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We got Eddie House, friend of the show, joining us as he does every Wednesday. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour, and then Shop Talk will wrap up hour number two. But before we go there, we want to go to the NFL. And John Gruden, who, of course, lost his job with the Raiders last year when emails surfaced between him and members of the Washington football team's organization of him using misogynistic, homophobic, and racist comments. And Gruden addressed those yesterday. Well, I believe it was yesterday. Certainly, yes, it was yesterday. And here's what he had to say.
I'm not going to say anything but honest things here. I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails, and I'll make no excuses for it. It's shameful. But I am a good person. I believe that. I go to church. I've been married for 31 years. I got 3 great boys. I still love football. I've made some mistakes, but I don't think anybody else in here hasn't. And I just ask for forgiveness, and hopefully I get another shot.
Rob, your thoughts?
I'm all for forgiveness, second chances. Nobody's perfect. That's why they put erasers on pencils, because people make mistakes. But John Gruden would not be running my organization as a head coach. Could he get a job in football, Chris? Absolutely. He would never be the face of my organization. It just wouldn't happen. And it doesn't mean that he can't do other stuff and he can't be a football coach and an offensive coordinator. This has happened time and time again where people have made mistakes and they might not get that perch or that top job that they once had, Chris, but they get opportunities. He should get another chance and there'll be somebody who will give him a chance. But to be a head coach, after talking about a black man's lips and the language and the stuff that, no, I can't. That you can, I can't shake as far as you being the face of my team and my franchise. That doesn't mean that he can't work. I'm not that guy who thinks if you make one mistake, you're done. We're going to throw you on a scrap heap of human life. I don't believe in that. And people can redeem themselves and ask for forgiveness, which it was good that he asked for forgiveness. And he didn't try to sugarcoat it, Chris. I love those comments. I don't know about the family resume, you know, as if that means anything. Well, I'm married 31 years and I got three great boys. That stuff doesn't matter. I mean, you could be single and never been married. You know what I mean? And that part, I love that he's accepted it. He's not going to try to make excuses for it or come up with some excuse. He's ashamed of it. I love all of that. And John Gruden deserves to be in football on some other level, but not as a head coach. That's just me.
Yeah, look, I think you and me worked at ESPN with Gruden. I never met him. Did you ever meet him when we worked there?
Yeah. Know what? It's weird. No.
Yeah, I mean, he probably was out a lot, you know, doing.
He wasn't in the studio.
Yeah,
really
he
that
was
much.
Out doing Monday Night Football
and had that coach's thing
camp
that,
or whatever it was. Yeah. And I liked him I thought he was great on the QB thing, you know, the QB camp and all that stuff he did, whatever it was called. I agree with you in that I'm certainly for forgiveness. We've all made mistakes.
Oh,
and we've made some bad mistakes.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for forgiveness.
Yeah, right? And I do think that our culture, this canceling everybody for doing some things wrong, I'm for calling people out for wrongdoing. But people can learn from that and become better people. And sometimes we act like they can't. And I guarantee you, all these people who just like to make a habit of canceling everybody, they got skeletons in their closet that they could be canceled for too. And so people need to think about that when they're just so quick. Again, not that you don't call people out, not that people don't get punished for what they've done. But let's not write human beings off when they can learn and change. I know people can change.
We just had a guy on who got a second chance at life.
Great point.
Daryl Strawberry turned his life around.
Great point.
Daryl was a great ball player, got caught up in drugs and whatnot. His life was spiraling out of control, Chris. And now you know he goes around the country as a ministry. He's a pastor.
He's spoken at one of our King events.
Yeah, I mean,
King Movement events. Absolutely.
He has turned his life. And I've known him, like I said, since he was a rookie when he broke in with the Mets. I've known Daryl Strawberry for his entire professional career.
Yep. No,
and the turnaround is impressive.
Yep.
And I'm happy
authentic.
For him.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
It's authentic. Now, my issue with John Gruden as my head coach, because I agree with you, in football, if somebody hires him, you know, as a coach or what have you, I'd be fine with it as long as he's contrite and learned from his mistakes. And I'm sure he wouldn't do anything like that again. But my problem with hiring him as a head coach is I don't think he's a great head coach. Like, I mean, we talked about this, Rob, when he got the 10-year, $100 million contract. Like, he's coached now three teams. And when he came back and got the huge contract, he coached Oakland for 3 years, or Oakland and then Vegas, for 3.5 years. In those 3 full years, they never made the playoffs and never had a winning record.
Right.
Right? And then he gets released early, you know, last season. It was only 5 games. They were 3-2, but they going to have a, you know, their best season in years and make the playoffs without him. So that's number one. Number two is this. The PR, even if you want to hire John Gruden, it is, unfortunately for him, it's a tough PR sell. And it's not that you won't forgive him, you don't necessarily want to give him a second chance, but there are going to be a lot, there might be players, black players, who don't want to, you know what I mean? They look at it like, and there might, I'm sure there's tons that would be the opposite, right? Because he had good relationships with black players. And I'm sure there's some that feel he's cool and they'd like to see him back. But there are others that might not feel that way.
Can I give you a perfect example, Chris?
Yep.
The Iowa strength and conditioning coach.
Right.
Okay? Urban Meyer was going to give him another chance, Chris,
yep,
to be the strength and conditioning coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep. Yep.
He hired him. He got the job. And black players on that team, Chris, said, no way, no how is he going to be our strength and conditioning coach.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
They had to get rid of him. Yep. Like
that, and there's my, and that's your point.
Right. That's the challenge with Gruden. Now, you might say, Rob, well, he could go to the college, though. First of all, who knows if he wants to. I mean, once you've had the taste of the NFL, right, he may not want to do that. But even then, parents –
there you go.
Recruits,
you just said it.
Right?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Are they going to want, it, all things being equal, my son can go to any of the top
Alabama,
10 best
where,
colleges
exactly
in the country. And now there's this one red flag, even in your past. That might be enough, you know what I mean, to turn the tide and let me send him elsewhere.
And also, Chris, you don't think the other recruiters will say, you know they got John Gruden on that staff, right? You
sitting there, right? Absolutely.
Do you know what went happen? You know how he lost his job with the Raiders?
You're absolutely right.
Seriously, like I just yep want to make you aware. I don't know if the school let you know what happened. You know
yep
what I mean? Like you would do it like that.
Right.
I'm just,
they would.
You know. So
no,
I,
you're right. You're absolutely right.
And then you got to be like, you sending your kid there? Oh, do you know what happened with John Gruden? What?
Yeah.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you. Okay.
Yeah. It's, you hit it on the head, Rob. So it's just, unfortunately for him, it's problematic. Even, Rob, could he even do the QB camp again, say, on ESPN?
I don't know. I don't know if all the people's heads. All
even
the
if
quarterbacks
forgive
sit,
him.
Sit down with him, right?
Right. Or even just viewer, even if they're like, we believe he's moved on, that's still a thought that could be in their head.
It's a tough spot. And
it is.
I give him credit because whoever's counseling him, Chris, and because he had to come public and we need to hear from him. And we just
right
did.
Right. So and that might be the first step. Like, not just this one time,
step,
but continually, continuously doing things like this.
It is the first step.
Yeah, maybe he could get back. Like I said, I got no ill will towards him. Obviously, what he did was wrong. We know a lot of people currently employed in the NFL and there a lot
yes
of other places have sent bad emails, said things about, you know, people or groups of people. So hopefully, I believe he's learned. Certainly, Rob, he ain't going to do that again. I can't imagine, right?
Could you imagine?
No, there's no way he'll do it again.
No, because it's a stigma, and we
right
do want to hear from you guys, 877-99 on Fox. Chris, I do want to hear from people
well,
on this. But it is a stigma, and it's not only John Gruden, it's not just you just lost your job. When other people see you, and this is public, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
your kids got to go to school, Chris.
Right.
Your wife has to go to work. Like, it's a big deal. Like, oh, no,
right,
don't invite the Grudens over to the barbecue.
Right.
You know, that's what happens. Don't invite
and
them.
And that's
over
what you hope he can go on and have, you know, a normal life and good relationships. And, you know, people judge him on his actions now. But these things do tend to stick with you. So we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 800-996-6369. Do you think John Gruden deserves another shot at coaching in the NFL, college football, however you want to call it? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think? John Gruden deserve another chance to coach in the NFL or even big-time college football? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with
Jay. Turn your mic
on.
Yeah, just keep your mic on.
In the Bay Area. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, Jay.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like you guys to comment on the fact that when you compare the two, you got Gruden with racist comments and sexual comments towards women. You got the Deshaun Watson issue here. But what do you – can you really speak on from your guys' point of view, why is it seem so easier – for people to give somebody like Deshaun Watson, what he was accused of, a second chance, a huge payday, and almost an excuse, and then you take somebody like John Gruden and what he did, and people question whether he can or should have a second chance. And my point of view comes from, so I'm a mixed race, I'm black and white, and so I've dealt with different issues on both sides, and I'm more like, I like how you guys said, you know, people get a second chance. You forgive them if they've made their changes. But I just want your guys' point of view of why there's such a stark difference between why one person got a second chance.
Okay, we got it. Yep. Go ahead, Chris.
What I'd say,
first?
Rob, is and what Deshaun's alleged to have done is worse. And obviously Matt Ariza, too. But let's just keep it real. They and Ezekiel Elliott, you know, supposedly beating down his girlfriend and all that. Like, these things are worse. But they've gotten second chances because they've been great football players. It's as simple as that. Ray Rice didn't get a second chance because by that point, he was no longer really a great football player. And I think that's a huge factor, if not the number one factor. And I also throw this out, Rob. And I think you may go, and I agree, like those players also, you know, they're not the head coach, the authority figure.
Yes.
But what I would say is, and this is where, and the players, I think, were right to bring this up, the Players Association with the Deshaun Watson stuff. You know, we've talked about it, man. Daniel Snyder shouldn't be able to get away with the stuff he's gotten away with. And Jerry Jones wasn't like Snyder, but, you know, stuff that's gone on under his watch in that organization. These owners are getting away with that stuff, and obviously they run the franchise. So those are some of my thoughts. I don't think the owners should get away with that. They're supposed to be held to a higher standard than the players. But as far as players versus coaches, Rob, I think that's why it's a situation like that.
It's real simple. There are only a handful of players who could play quarterback at his skill level on the planet. Okay, so when you can do a job that most people can't do, there is going to be opportunity for you. And I think that's why players of that ilk, Chris, get those opportunities. You brought up the perfect guy, Ray Rice. He went from a 2-game suspension to never playing in the NFL again, because he wasn't that good
anymore.
Had
that happened maybe 5 years earlier, Rob, he'd have got another. He'd have been back in the league.
He would have been back in the league because he was a good player at one point. And Chris's other point is right. John Gruden is a face of an organization. It's different. It just is. Because it's not just about him and whether you agree. John Gruden has to hire people, deal with a whole umbrella full of people, Chris, women, maybe gay people, you know what I mean, in the organization, like black players. There's just too many people. And that's where the difference lies, I think. All right.
And to some degree, Rob, you expect it might be outdated or whatever. And obviously all coaches aren't, you know, great people necessarily. But on some level, you do expect the head coach to have some character, you know, like you expect him, even if it's, we know behind the scenes, he really ain't like that, but you got to be able to exude a moral authority to some degree.
And once the covers have been pulled down, Chris, you know
Urban
what I'm saying?
Meyer. In Urban Jacksonville.
Meyer. Once he's not the out same there guy.
That, no, yep. Now you don't have that moral authority that a coach is supposed
That's
to
exactly
have.
The greatest point. Once you saw that girl on his lap, Chris, it was done.
Right.
It was right. His career as a coach right there was done right then and there. Van in Virginia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Van?
Hey, guys. By way of the boogie down. How
yes,
you guys
sir.
Doing?
What's We're up, good. Man?
All right. Hey, listen, I'm not going to stay on real long, but besides, you guys don't let us stay on long anyway when we call no. in. But, hey, I got one thing to say.
That's
all
right.
All this angst and wringing of hands about John Gruden and, you know, and the despicable things he was saying, but Colin Kaepernick never got another chance.
Yep.
You know, right. That's all I got to say.
No,
I'm gonna leave
that's
it at
true.
That. You guys
and Kaepernick
Love
did
y'all.
Nothing wrong.
Exactly. Zero, Chris. Zero.
Nothing wrong whatsoever.
Nothing.
Right.
No doubt. All right, Pete, in Vegas, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Pete?
Fellas, how are we today? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
yep.
sir.
Good to have you.
I just kind of like the caller before the young man, the bear fella. I was going to mention something, and I, you know, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but you say the face of a franchise. Is it the quarterback, the face of the franchise? I mean, a lot of people no. in the sports world will know the quarterback, but not the coach.
No, but not when you come to hiring an organization and people working underneath you. Who is responsible for the organization and the other pieces parts? It's not the quarterback. It's the head coach.
And also, Rob, you said it. I mean, let's just face it. And I'm not saying coaching isn't important and there are guys
but
that are
you
uniquely
know, right.
talented as coaches. But, yeah,
but
a lot more people can coach than play quarterback at a high level.
Chris, there's that's only just, a handful of players who are
right.
that good. Look at all the
Whether we're not saying it's right, right
no.
necessarily, but this is why these dudes get the second chances they're getting.
Plain
because
and simple.
Because they're great. Right.
And nobody, they don't have four quarterbacks on the street corner, Chris, with no jobs. We're like,
right.
oh, we could just bring this guy in. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel with 150 college football programs. You can't find any good quarterbacks.
Right.
Half the league right now would scrap their quarterback if they could find a better one. Half of the teams.
Right. You can't just put in the backup. And get the same production. Now, what did the Raiders do when Gruden was released? They put in the backup, so to speak, and he took them to the playoffs. So it's different. That's why. That's the way it is. We got Eddie House joining us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's an NBA champion. A Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, and supposedly the owner of one of the best beards in NBA history.
Are you kidding me? He has an all-time great beard, Eddie House.
A lot of talk, Eddie, about beards lately because I decided to grow a really fresh one.
Right.
So that's where all the beard talk is from.
No, I heard y'all yesterday talking about beards. And how you think yours is fresh, Rob? To everybody, you're supposed to think you got a dope beard. You're supposed to think that, but just because you think it doesn't mean it's real. Like everybody thinks they got a good jump shot, but they really don't. You know, everybody thinks they could jump, but they really can't. So, as far as beards, I would say I'm one of the. I got to be on the all-time beard list, you know, because I could rock it in various different ways, and it still look good on me. So I would say I'm on the all-time beard.
I'm gonna give you that.
You know what I like about your beard? Your beard, Eddie, is that you don't dye it like some guys I know. You know what I mean? I like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Eddie ain't as old as me either, so.
I'm 44. I got some grays in my eyes, but I still got heavy dark. It's still dark over here.
Hey, Eddie, I think Harold Baines had the greatest sports beard.
Hall of Famer Harold Baines.
He did.
Be quiet,
nice
Chris.
Harold Baines did have a nice beard. He kept it lined up. It was smooth. I give Harold Baines that. That's a throwback. Not a lot of people know who that is, though.
And they don't know he's a Hall of Famer.
All right, Chris. All right, Eddie, let's start.
We know you love baseball, so let's start there before we get to the NBA.
Yes.
A lot of people, we know Aaron Judge on pace to hit 63 homers. Got 51. Roger Maris hit 61. Judge would be the first player to hit 60 since Roger Maris did it 60 years ago without the taint of steroids or PED use, you know, hovering over him. Many are saying now that they would consider Judge the home run king if he
for
a single season, if he has more than Maris, you know, Maris is 61. We think it still bonds with the 73, even though he used PEDs. But where are you at on that?
I'm with that too. I'm with Bonds, because at the end of the day, if you are everybody was doing it, so it wasn't like it was one advantage to somebody else. The pitchers were doing it. We know about Andy. Andy Pettit doing it. We know about Roger Clemens was doing it.
Right.
So, there's pitchers that were actually doing it as well. So everybody in that era actually did it. We know about, they say, this coffee is spiked, that coffee's not. You know what I mean? Like, that's the little thing that was going around. So at the end of the day, if it didn't help you hit the baseball, now did it give you maybe an extra 4 or 5 feet? Possibly. But it didn't help your hand-eye coordination. I mean, we see a lot of buff guys out here that can't put their finger on their nose because they don't have hand-eye coordination.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, I would have to still go with Bond as being the all-time, because he was knocking homers out of the – he was hitting homers before when he was a skinny Bond. He was able to hit. And, you know, when he did the PEDs, he, you know, everybody was doing it. He was like, well, I'm not going to let somebody else have a competitive advantage. Let me get it too. But he was never proven to do it, right?
No, that's always
a lot of circumstantial evidence.
Right, he never got suspended and never tested positive for Major League Baseball.
And I agree, Eddie, that, look, you still got to be able to hit a baseball, right?
Right. But and you know how hard it is, eye-hand coordination.
Right.
It's hard.
But if it puts – see, this is what I say. And like you said, he was a great player before we think he used steroids. But if it puts 10 feet on your fly ball, that is the difference between – a home run and a flyout.
But I still agree
that you still need some skill. But I think it makes a difference. I don't think Sosa and McGuire hitting home runs the way they did if it wasn't for that.
I don't know. They was knocking it way out the park. So if you took 10 feet off of this home run,
It could be right. 30 feet. It could be, you know
and,
what I mean? It could be 40
yeah.
feet.
Yeah, and my only thing with that, and I get that argument, Chris, but the pitcher throwing on the mound was on the juice too. That's my only issue. So, that's my only thing. All right, Eddie, let's get to the NBA and Kevin Durant and obviously I'm coming back from vacation. Did you guys?
He
talk
don't
about
have
this?
A real question, Eddie. He just,
no.
He's just
winging
it right now.
No, I want to ask him about. You know, there's like, some general managers. No, some guys in the general managers in front office, people are saying that Kevin Durant played himself, that he hurt his own stock by going out there and putting it out there that get me out of here. You know what I mean? And
demanding
what do you
the
make,
firings, right.
Yeah, what do you make of Kevin Durant and the whole thing on how this thing has transpired with him kind of having to go back to the Nets?
I think it was the only thing that the owners – and I mean collectively the owners, if Josiah would have succumbed to Kevin Durant's demands, I think it would have put a black eye to the owners, and the owners would have felt like they lost control of the league that they actually control. So I really believe that that was the determining factor in it. The way that he called out not only the fact that he didn't want to be there, but then he also said, get rid of the coach and get rid of the GM. Well, the coach is handpicked from you. These players have been handpicked from you. You start allowing players to dictate like that, and I'm all for player empowerment and for player movement and being able to go where you want to go. But it does get to a point to where it's like, wait. Don't ever forget. Like, the NFL lets everybody know there's nothing bigger than the shield, okay?
Right.
And the NBA does have a where they say it's player friendly. And – I think that was the main thing, is that there was no way that they could allow that to happen. And not only that, not only did it hurt the fact that they weren't going to be able to trade him because of all that, but this next collective bargaining agreement, we're going to see the effects of these things. Like Ben Simmons not showing up after signing a big-time extension. Kevin Durant not playing one game after a big-time extension. James Harden saying, I want out. These guys who, they're going to look at that and say, we got to figure out a way to get some type of control back. And to me, that is a black eye to the players who came before to make it a very player-friendly league. And to me, that's what I'm interested in looking at. It was this next collective bargaining agreement.
Eddie, John Wall, we know now with the Clippers, and, you know, he's releasing, or somebody's releasing videos of him playing and looking good. And I know it's summer league or whoever he's playing with in the summer, right? I'm not going to make a too big of a deal out of it. But what do you – two things. How much – I mean, you obviously had a long career in the NBA. Basically being out as long as he has been, how much of an impact do you think that'll have on him? And what do you expect from him this season?
Well, as far as like being out for that long, it's going to take a while. I mean, summer, playing in the summer and actually playing in NBA games is two different things. Working out in the summer and then trying to put that together in a game is two different things, especially when you have an offense. You got two guys that you got to figure out how to play with, the team concept and things like that. But I think he'll be fine. I think because he's a basketball player. Like, one thing about it, he does defend. You know, it's not like he's a bad defender. He gets deflections. He can make plays. Now, everybody always talked about his jump shot, right?
Right.
Well, he's not. That's not something that I think that always can improve. So I'm looking at it might take a while for him to get into NBA shape, but he's played plenty of years in the NBA, so it's going to start clicking after a short period of time. And what I expect from him, I expect him to come out hard. I mean, the stuff that we talk that they have been talking about with what he's been dealing with, actually what he's been talking about, what he dealt with, was actually thinking about suicide and then losing his mother, losing his grandmother. Those are fuel for the fire for you to be the best version of yourself when you're able to channel that into trying to be the best person that you could be, whether in any aspect of your life. And I think right now he's able to get an opportunity to actually use all of that energy to focus on being the best John Wall that he can be on the basketball court. So I'm excited to see him out there. And salute to him for coming out and actually speaking on that, because a lot of people go through these things and feel weak and vulnerable by speaking on it.
Yep.
And it looks like you're lesser of a man or lesser of a person for actually sharing those things. I think it's the bigger and it's a very strong man that has to come out and speak on those things, because it does enlighten others that do have those thoughts to say, no, I'm not going to end it right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tie my shoes up and I'm going to get going. So salute to him for that.
No, I agree.
Well,
and I remember, and I'm not an expert, but I thought when he said that, Eddie, I don't know, his demeanor, his body language, the strength in which he said it, the certainty, it seemed like, you know, this dude's past that. You know what I mean? Like, for him to be able to share it like that seems to me to be a sign that he's really moved on and gotten his stuff together. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people couldn't come out and talk about it like that. So I think that was a good sign, not just helping others, but a good sign of where he's at mentally.
No doubt. No doubt about it, man. And that's the main thing, is if you're able to go through something and be able to speak about it to help anybody. And that's the most important thing, is that no matter what, we all going through something, right? We all go through something, but then the fight through it, to go through it, and then also be able to speak about it and say how you got through it to help somebody that is going through it, because that's what we all supposed to be doing. We all supposed to be helping, picking somebody up. So, again, I can't do nothing but salute the young man for that, man. And to hear that, you know, it hurts everybody's heart. It hurts my heart to be like, man, he was in that state of mind to where he was like he wanted off himself, but to have the strength to say, you know what, it's bigger. I'm rolling with that.
All right, that's our man, Eddie House. Thanks, brother. We'll catch you next week.
All right, y'all take care, brother.
Yep, Shop Talk is next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us from Down Under. A woman went to crypto.com to withdraw some money from her account. Instead of getting the $100 she asked for, she got $10 million and promptly used
that
money.
How do you get $10 million out of an ATM?
No, right. Crypto.com doesn't give you money like that. Crypto. They wire
it to you. Add it to your account.
Yeah, they wire it to you. Okay. And she used that money. First thing she did was buy a house. Well, obviously, Crypto.com found out about it. The Australian government found out about it. And not only does she have to sell the house, she is being fined and taxed on the money that she received. She had to give it back anyways. However, according to people down in the streets of Australia, This whole thing could have been avoided if when she got the money, she withdrew it and went completely off the grid because they would never be able to find her. Rob Parker, could you go off the grid totally for the rest of your life for $10
million? No, I could not because I would need chicken wings. I would need to pay some college tuition. No, I couldn't go off the grid.
Does off the grid mean you can't, like,
you can't
hang
have
out?
Contact with anybody.
No, it just means no credit card, nothing that they can link you. You have to pay everything with cash.
You can have contact with people, right?
You just got, hopefully, no one to recognize you, but yeah.
It would be impossible. They would recognize me because I have a beautiful and beard. So they would say, that's Rob Parker. Look at that beard he has.
Would you shave your head and go in disguise, incognito?
I'm not going off the grid, Rob G. First of all, if I was taking out $100 and I got $10 million, I would not go buy a house, okay? Like, I don't know what she's thinking. She thought they're not going to know that she got $10 million put into her account?
I guess.
Well, I agree with that. Like, if that happened to me, I would not. I wouldn't go back to the bank or whoever and give them the money back. Yeah,
right.
I wouldn't keep the money either. I'd be like, look, there's a mistake been made and blah, blah, blah. Because like you said, Rob, you're not getting away with that.
Now, I will say this, Chris. But I would go get down to the bank, get $1 million out in singles, put it in the bathtub, and roll around in it first. And then I give it back.
And then give it back.
Yes.
See, now I got to get that out of my mind. My God. Anyway, now, if the question is, if somebody came to me, and take our jobs out of it, because obviously we have public jobs.
Right.
But if somebody came to me and said, Chris, I'll give you $10 million to get off the grid, which just means, Rob G, what? No credit cards?
Nothing with your name on it.
I spend cash?
Yep, nothing with your name on it.
So I'm not on social media?
Nope, you can't catch a plane.
At least not as myself. I can't catch a plane.
How are you going to get on an airplane?
You can't pay a ticket with cash.
If I can't go anywhere.
You're like a fugitive. You have to get into cargo planes and hide with the animals.
That changes everything. If getting off the grid is getting off social media, I'm in. No Twitter account for $10 million. Yeah, sign me up. How about that, Rob G? Is that qualified?
Not sure, absolutely.
Rob G would get off the grid for $10 million.
No, not for $10
million. Rob G would get off the grid for a lifetime supply of ranch dressing.
I love ranch dressing. You know that.
That's why you had a stomach ache the other day.
Keep it locked. Hour left.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.